Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
We know who will be performing at the opening ceremonies, don't we?
Yeah, it's been rumored all week, but the Olympic people made it official that yesterday we told you they confirmed Lady Gaga. Now they are confirming that Celine Dion will be singing probably La Vie en Rose, the famous French song, the Edith Piaf song. That's what they are saying right now, but there's going to be a lot of French musical talent. Lots of these people, I've never heard of them before. Sofiane Pamart, Juliette Armanet, and also, I wanted to point out a singer, Aya Nakamura, who is the most popular singer in France. And I was just curious, so I went to the YouTube and found Aya Nakamura. Take a listen to what you're going to hear if you watch the opening ceremonies tonight.
Tu joues le grand frère pour me salir. Tu cherches des problèmes sans faire exprès. Putain, mais tu déconnes. C'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses. Putain, mais tu déconnes. C'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses. Putain, mais tu déconnes. C'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses.
There you go. That's pretty nice. I wonder if French restaurants will be busy now for a while. For a while here.
You mean like, I've been having a craving for French toast. Or French and, fries.
Yeah, well, authentic French food. I like that.
Yeah, genuine stuff, right.
Let's talk about Harvey Weinstein. And he's got more court appearances coming, but he's in the hospital,
isn't
he? He's
back in the hospital. He's got COVID right now. So he's back in a New York hospital as his attorneys are preparing for pretrial hearings of more sexual assault charges against him. But they did issue a statement that he's at Belleville Hospital prison ward being treated for COVID, diabetes, high blood pressure, spinal stenosis, fluid on his heart and lungs, and various other conditions. So he is not in the best shape right now. They're concerned that he could get double pneumonia in his lungs right now.
The Billy Joel story is it's winding up finally in New York, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess last night was his final performance for his 10-year residency at Madison Square Garden. Isn't that amazing? January 27th, 2014 is when he started doing his residency there. He's performed, I saw the number of, 150 performances at Madison Square Garden. It's part of his show last night. His daughter, Alexa Ray, was part of the show. You know who else was there? They took a shot of her on the big screen. Christie Brinkley.
No, really?
Yeah, his ex-wife. So, Uptown Girl. She was the inspiration for the song Uptown Girl. Was there. And, you know, he's a master.
I've a great entertainer.
I've seen him so many times in concert here. I would have liked to have seen him in New York just because, you know, it's Billy Joel, it's New York, it's, you know, like kind of the whole vibe, but he's great regardless.
10 years, pretty good. And how about Bette Midler's 40-year marriage?
Yeah, she's just celebrated her 40th anniversary, and she sat down for an interview, and, you know, of course, when anyone hits a milestone like that, they always ask, you know, what is the secret to a successful 40-year marriage? And she said, without blinking an eye, separate bedrooms. So,
hey, a lot of people do that. Why not?
She said her husband snores. Separate bedrooms has kept their relationship strong. And she said it's been a terrific ride. So good for them.
I'm sure she's got another bedroom where they can meet occasionally. And
Hello.
We'll get to
getting all spicy.
Dean's list of what to do this weekend and what to see. What's on your weekend list, Dean?
We've got tons of things to do. Let's start off with some music, because you know, this is your final chance to see Barry Manilow this weekend. He has been, you know, writing the songs that make the whole world sing for like 50 years now or something like that, and has played in the Chicago area so many times. Saturday night at the Allstate Arena, he is saying will be his final time. He's on his final concert tour before he kind of retires a little bit. So if you are a Barry Manilow fan, this is your weekend. We've also got some other performances, like the Rockers Vampire Weekend, that are at Northerly Island through Saturday. The Gin Blossoms are playing at Brookfield Zoo tomorrow night. Country singer Hardy at the Credit Union One Amphitheater. We've got the Tony Award-winning singer Norbert Leo Butts, who is doing a weekend at the Studebaker Theater on Sunday. He's going to be there with Broadway radio host Seth Radetzky. Over at the Drury Lane Theater in Oakbrook Terrace, they're doing Ain't Misbehavin', The Life and Songs of Fats Waller. That's through August the 18th. Comedians this weekend, funny man Effion Crockett is at the Improv in Schaumburg. At the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Christy Stefano, Sam Morrell, Nimish Patel performing. Sugar Ray is going to be performing at the annual Pierogi Fest. It's going on this weekend in Whiting, Indiana. And there's Chinatown Fest this weekend, Wicker Park Fest. It's going on this weekend, Taste of Lincoln Park. Lincolnwood Fest is going on at Purcell Park in Lincolnwood there. The DuPage County Fairground, the county fair, rather, gets underway at their fairgrounds this weekend. There's Fiesta del Sol in the Pilsen neighborhood. And one of my favorite festivals is the Ginza Festival. It's at the Midwest Buddhist Temple in Old Town on Menominee. And they have Japanese food, of course. They've got lots of different kinds of food. But, you know, don't go to a Ginza festival and not have some Japanese food while you're there. You got to, you know.
Have to.
You have to partake. They've got music and martial arts demonstrations and crafts and just all kinds of things. It's really lovely. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful festival. This is what I like about being in Chicago, that we've got Fiesta del Sol, we've got Japanese festival, we've got you know, every kind of ethnic group you can think of having a festival, all these neighborhood festivals going on. Is there anything better than being in Chicago in summertime? I don't think so.
A lot of good eating. Yeah, a lot of good eating.
That's what you should do to take your mind off of the Deadpool and Wolverine movie. Unfortunately, I found it to be a little disappointing. I was looking forward to it. And, you know, I'd been a big Marvel fan. Now, I do admit I have, you know, what's called the superhero fatigue syndrome that's going on. I'm a little bit tired of the sameness of most of these movies. So this movie is not the same as all the other Marvel superhero movies, but I'm not sure that in trying to make this different and break out of that fatigue, that Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman did themselves any favors by the way that they did present this movie. It is about 10% decent story, decent visual effects. I always like Marvel movies because no matter what else, you know, all the action that was going on, there's always a nice moral to Marvel movies. There was always a nice message that came out of it. This movie doesn't have that, I don't think, anyway, because it's 90% sarcastic, self-indulgent, full of itself, making fun of every single thing possible. You know, it's like when you're you know, at a party or in a room or somebody with somebody who fancies themselves as, you know, the funniest guy in the room. They won't shut up. That's how I felt watching this movie. It's like, all right, with the making fun of every single thing. If you're not a super Marvel maniac, most of this stuff is going to go over your head. And I know quite a bit about Marvel movies, and I think a lot of it went over my head because all they do is make fun of everything in this movie, and it's very, I found it to be very, very tiresome.
Will it appeal to, you know, the young kids who love these Marvel movies?
Maybe. It might, but here's the thing. This is a super hard R-rated movie. This is not your average Marvel movie. There is lots of profanity, like heavy-duty profanity. It's super ultra-violent. It's not for little kids, I don't think. I mean, you know your kids better than I do, so. But, no, I don't know. I'm sure it's going to make a lot of money. I'm sure a lot of people are going to go. Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman have been literally on every single television show that's ever been known to man promoting this movie. I think they're seeing, hey, look what Barbie did a couple of years ago. They did the super hype promote thing. Let's do that as well. I can't take seeing them on another talk show with that fake rivalry thing that they have been doing. I'm just not buying the Kool-Aid at all, and I found the movie a self-indulgent kind of bore. So maybe you'll see it. Maybe you'll like it better than I did.
Maybe you'll just stay home and watch the Olympics.
As Roy Leonard used to say, God bless him, that's why Baskin-Robbins makes 31 flavors. There's something for everybody. This is not a flavor for me. I gave it a Dean's List D.
We have to say happy birthday to Mick Jagger today.
What?
He's 81.
God bless him. Look at that.
And I dug up an old interview with Jagger. I think he was in his 20s, and he said, when I turn 33, I'll retire. That's the time when a man has to dedicate himself to other things.
Wow.
I don't want to be a rock star all my life.
Wow.
Well, things change, huh?
Things really change. You know, I always think of, you know, occasionally I'll hear that Beatles song, When I'm 64.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for a better part of my life, that seemed pretty ancient. Like, you would never hit 64. It's too old. Now it's like, well, 64 was a good year. I remember.
Yeah, well, they wrote that when they were teenagers. Those were
right.
The first songs they wrote.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, with all the talk about Joe Biden, Donald Trump's age and, you know, the issue of the presidency and, mm-hmm. you know, being 80 years old is too old. And then Mick Jagger and all the Stones and Paul McCartney and all these people who are, you mm-hmm. know, these rock and rollers who are 80 years old and killing it on stage.
Yeah.
With every bit of vibrancy that they ever had. So
80 is the new 40, I think.
Still rock and roll, and I like it.
Have a good weekend. Thank you, Dean.
Bye, guys.